In the beginning, it was like I'm trying to learn and absorb a lot of different things that he did and the things that he said, and it would go like in one ear and out the other. But when you constantly hear him say things, he said, "I'm not going to be around a long time, you guys. You need to listen to what I'm saying." So he showed us different things as far as like looking out for each other, stay together. He said, because once I'm gone, they're going to break, you know, they pieces of you are going to go here and there. And, you know, he said, "Miss Moore," and I would always stay in the background. I was always the background person. But I had the bottom. And after a while, he said, "Sing what I sing, mimic me." And I, you know, and I mean, even though Bittersweet has disbanded, we're still a group, but I'm the one that's still standing. And every one of them had left because of certain issues and things of that nature. But I was one of the ones who, I was the only one that basically stayed throughout the whole time that we were there and still standing. So, yeah. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, he's a very religious person. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant, you know. A lot of times I would get upset about certain things he would say. He would keep us very secluded away from other people because he knows how other people are. They're like, okay, numerous people had asked me to work with them. He said, nope, they got to come through me. And he knew that if I did, I mean, they might have an offer better than what his might have been, and I might have went that way, but he really wanted us to stay and work with him. And I appreciate that, you know. Kept me humble, you know. It really did, because, I mean, I could have gone another way.
And you were there up until the end, too, right?
Yes. The last tour that we were on, he wasn't feeling the best, and I said, you know, boss, I said, you need to go home and take a break. A lot of times after the band would leave, I would then have to stay. I had no choice in the matter. I hated it. I had to stay. Miss Moore, I need you to help me out. Because even after that, go to the doctor's appointments with him, make sure that everything was okay because he had that much trust in me, you know. And I appreciate that. And like one time he was real sick and he was overseas and I had to stay in the room with him while the doctors worked on him because he says, "Miss Moore, you got a nursing background. Listen to everything they say so you can, you know, I can understand and you can understand what they're doing so that we know what to do while we're out and about." And I'm like, okay, Mr. Brown, but, you know, I'm like, you know, and it would just kill me to see him because I used to rub his legs because he had such problems with his legs and circulation was terrible in his legs because his legs were hurt so bad. And I'm like, oh, gosh, why you got me? You can get a nurse to do this here. You get all the money this man got here. But it's certain people that he trusted, you know. And, you know, I'm glad I spent the time with him to make sure that he was okay because he definitely took care of me and made sure that I didn't fall into the pitfalls of craziness that was out there because it's out there. Mm-hmm. I guess it is.